This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What do you want to hear from the President of the United States, Donald Trump? Text away. If you'd rather call and elaborate, elucidate, you can do that, 651-461-9226. We have to talk to Susie, though, briefly here, because I miss Susie.
I miss you.
She wasn't here yesterday.
I was ill.
Were you real sick?
I was real sick. I was telling Dave Harrigan about it. It was not fun. It was so sick. I was so sick that I got sick about 3 in the morning on Saturday, or I should say Sunday. Literally, what's your name? Chad. I had to text Fred. Lindsay at 5 in the morning on Sunday and say, there is no way I'm going to get in today. I was that sick. That's hard on Lindsay because he had to quick scramble and figure out, because I have that health show on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And the
I'm
money
told it
show.
Was Josh Wheeler's big break.
You know what? He did well. I heard nice things from the folks at Wealth Enhancement that he came
Excellent.
Out. Yeah, I was grateful for him. I was grateful for quick action by everybody to cover. And I'm back today. I'm on the men, but I'm not 100% yet. I'm
Good.
Just going to say.
Good.
But I'm happy
that's
to hear
I,
from
that's
you.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
I also was told that Adam Carter and Dave Harrigan were speaking loudly.
Oh,
disrespectfully when you did the 12:03 news.
Yes.
Would you like an apology from Dave Harrigan right now?
Yes. He's giving me one right now with his hand, but not all the fingers are up.
Yeah, there's a shock.
Isn't that terrible?
There's a shock.
I mean, really, it is very distracting to try to do a show. I mean, if I came in the studio and you were conducting an interview and I just started talking at a pretty regular voice level.
Yes.
While you're trying to do an interview on the radio and your headphones are on so you can still hear the interview, but that, you know, it's not cool. Not cool.
You know
at
me,
all.
I'd handle it well.
I would have thrown something.
I would have fired something there. I blame Carter. It's his big ego. His massive ego now. He's out of control.
And he knows how hard it is. He said, remember when Jeff McKinney used to slam his hand down and I used to slam my hand down? I'm like, yeah, you bird brain. Then don't do it, you bird brain.
Yeah.
So are you...
Whose brain is smaller, Adam or Dave's?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
I think it's Adam's.
By a sliver, Adam.
Think Adam's is bigger. He's got the bucket head.
Yeah, but brain. He could just all be
He fills it up. I'm not saying he uses it, but it's got to be filled with something.
But you're a smaller
fellow. So in other words, there's a lot of brain that is available, but it's unused. That's what you're suggesting.
That's true.
Big vacancy sign. That's what I'm seeing.
But that is true of all brains. Isn't that true? We only use 10%? We better figure out how to get
the... Not on this show. It's 97% on this show.
Yeah, right. All right, my dear. Well, you talk to the folks about tonight's big speech.
Johnny.
See if he's...
Are we carrying this tonight?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
8 o'clock. Right here.
And is he going to stay scripted?
Here?
That's the over-under. Is he going to stay on script?
Come on.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, mainly, I don't like on script Don because he's not the greatest teleprompter reader, right? No. So then it's more low energy.
Yeah, but then it could be 6 hours long.
I mean, what is the, let's go with this.
The over-under on if he goes off script, how long it goes.
Oh, he's going off script. What's the over-under on this speech? And how many stunts will the Democrats pull? Because I don't want, you know, because there are all these stories where the Democrats have all these plans. Just
what? What are they going to think they're going to do?
They
should behave like grown-ups. They should behave like grown-ups. Because
and they all should show.
And shut up.
And by showing, that doesn't mean you're supporting him.
No.
But by the way, it's your job. Last time I checked, he's the president.
Yeah.
And
if you want democracy, even if you don't like what it looks like, you have to participate.
Yes. And by the way, if Joe Biden was there or Kamala Harris was there, be the same for the Republicans.
Yeah.
We get America, Susie, the two of us. We should be running.
I don't know why they're not talking. Hey, I forgot to tell you they're handing out booze upstairs. I wish you were here.
What?
Yep.
What kind of booze?
Well, they're having a Fat Tuesday.
Mardi Gras.
Fat Tuesday. Yeah,
they got hurricanes up there.
Hurricanes and king cake. And they tried doling it off on me and Dave. I'm like, golly, you want me to...
Well, geez.
Go
that would be
crashing into a ball of fire. Right in time for Lent.
I don't think that's the way you want to go.
No.
What is
not at work.
Cake?
Jeez Louise. What?
Yeah. What's king cake?
I don't know. Do you know what it is, Dave?
It's the thing they do in New Orleans. And it's like I don't know the whole tradition, but part of it is there's a little like baby figurine that's baked into the cake. And as you cut the slices, you don't actually know where it is. And the person who gets the piece with the little baby, you get some sort of
good luck
or something. Yeah, it's the whole. Boy. I mean, that's why the.
Wait a second. A live baby is in the cake. Wow.
No, a little figurine.
How have I missed this?
You know, this is all that New Orleans voodoo.
Okay. On the continuum, and we'll get back to Trump here in a second.
Okay.
On the continuum. Here's the continuum, Susie. Cake, ice cream, cookies, pie, rank them for us. I think these are traditional desserts, right? Am I missing one?
No. Nope.
Cake, cookies, pie, ice cream. What's the ranking for Susie Jones?
I would say cake, then ice cream.
That's one.
Yep, then ice cream, then cookies, then pie.
Can you hit the buzzer, Dave? Because that's a disastrous selections right there.
Wow, I didn't know I was being judged. He gave me the thumbs up.
Oh, it's so
unbeknownst to you. What
cookies
about you?
One.
Cookie for
cookies
you
one. Mm-hmm. Pie two. Mm. Ice cream three. Cake four. Most cake is dry and a disaster.
Okay.
And only exists because of frosting.
Okay. Without,
if you don't have frosting, you know what cake is?
What?
A meal at Guantanamo Bay.
That's wow, that is harsh.
That is.
Bold-faced lie.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
No, it's dry. It's like, you might as well eat dirt, you know, if you don't have good food.
Well, then why don't you just say, pie without the filling is dry. The frosting is part of the cake.
Listen.
The crust can be beautiful, and the top of the pie can be completely different from the filling. And by the way, this isn't like my father when he confuses stuffing and filling. This is the filling in the pie.
Oh, I love your dad.
Harrigan, what's your awful top four there?
I'm thinking of all the items at their very peak, my very favorite of each, and my list goes exactly like Susie's. Cake, ice cream, cookies, pie.
Nice.
So what's peak cake? Because I'm talking more traditional. I'm not talking like Tres Leches or carrot cake or they're enhanced. I'm kind of talking about your typical birthday cake.
Yeah, like a white cake with white frosting that has good enough moisture. Oh, yeah, stop.
Terrible cake. That's a terrible
cake. Or I enjoy it with a raspberry filling.
That's because you're compensating. Because the regular, just non-frosting cake is disastrous.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
okay.
Better Call Saul, when Bob Odenkirk was out in the desert and if they gave him plain cake, he would have said, no, I'm good.
That's a lie. He would have ate it right away.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Also, the Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cups are above all of these. Okay, let's pause. What do you want to hear from Donald John Trump? And do you want to try to defend the tariffs right now? Are you still a believer in the tariffs? And are the other countries still paying for the tariffs? I don't think that's working out. It's another disastrous day with the stock market. And car prices, what are they going up? Are they going up 3,000? Are they going up 10,000? 12,000? Get ready for your raspberries. I'm all for forceful negotiations. But I'm a Republican on this one. I'm a free trader, and that's not what we're doing. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Hey, I'm going to talk Pella. I'm going to talk Pella, and I'm going to talk about a company which is around, is it 25 years? No. 50 years? No. 75? No. 100 years in business this year for Pella. You know it's innovation. You know it's trust. You know it's lasting quality. You know it's innovation. You know with Pella Windows, they will go to your house, by the way, free, no cost, in-home assessment. They'll tell you what you need, and they won't say, well, here's our one standard window. They will make the windows work for your condo, your house, maybe you're like Harrigan, your mansion. They have locations, Plymouth and Woodbury in the metro area, and then out of the metro area, maybe Fargo, Eau Claire, Rochester, also available. The house I've lived in for almost 20 years, Pella Windows and Doors, made pretty dramatic changes in the kitchen area last year. 50% better, 70% better, 100% better. The house is really good, and I'm finally moving. I'm finally leaving this house, going to a new place, and of course, Pella Windows and Doors in the place because they are the best. What a great deal for Pella right now through March 13th. 0% APR for 72 months or, not both, or 40% off installation. Track them down right now. PellaNorthland.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
One last Trump item, then I'll read a series of texts from you. The president, you can't even say up early, Dave, because at times he's sending texts or tweets out at, you know, 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning, but this was 7:30 when Donald Trump sent out this tweet. All federal funding will stop for any college, school, or university that allows illegal protests. Agitators will be imprisoned or permanently sent back to the country from which they came. American students will be permanently expelled or, depending upon the crime, arrested. No mask. No mask out of nowhere. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Okay, Dave, if you would take it at face value, you'd say, yeah, illegal protesters breaking the law, threatening folks, and if a college is going to look the other way, Sure. Makes sense. But this is Donald Trump. You really think if they are protesters, and so let's not be naive here. It's Donald Trump, okay? If it's a cause that Donald Trump believes in, like, oh, I don't know, January 6 protesters who clearly were involved in an illegal activity, and he pardoned them, all of them, not selectively, because I'm sure there were individuals where it was a miscarriage of justice. Our justice system is not perfect. But Dave, come on. It's just people are naive on this. Oh, good. He's going to punish schools with illegal protests. By the way, as long as he agrees, or as long as, basically, let's phrase it this way, as long as he disagrees with the protest, Dave, it's going to be illegal in his eyes, correct?
Now, I don't think you're giving the president the benefit of the doubt here, Chad. I'm sure he will hear reports of protests, and he will look into them, probably himself. I'm sure he'll make a visit to those colleges and universities that are in question. And he will wait for the legal system to run its course, you know, trials if necessary. And we'll find out which protests were indeed illegal, which are punishable by law. And that is when I'm sure those sanctions against those colleges and universities that look the other way, that's when they will be delivered.
Sure. Yes.
He's a man known for his patience, Chad. Give him a break.
Exactly. Open-minded. Their First Amendment, when the First Amendment agrees with them. I mean, Elon threatening to target papers and colleges, when guess what? They were protesting him or disagreeing with him. So again, all these protests are fine as long as you're supporting either Donald or a cause he believes in. And if you don't think that's accurate, I've got the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Gulf of America in my backyard in Plymouth.
That's very nice.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky.
Good view.
Thank you. Among the texts, Chad, why do you want the U.S. to fail so bad? That's okay. Can I just address that part of the text? I hope Donald Trump is the greatest president ever. I hope every day our country flourishes. But I have a show where I put plenty of work into it. You don't have to agree with my opinions, but people who work with me know I will put the work into it. And I form my opinion based on the stories and the facts presented to me. You don't have to agree with the opinion. That's part of it. Just 3 days ago, you're talking about what I can't say the word, negotiator Trump is. 3 days later, you got Zelensky on his knees crying uncle. Give it time to play out. What I said the other day is it was insulting what he did. And it still is insulting. And here's what you have. The same thing that was going to happen, Texter, on Friday is happening now. Nothing's different. He's kissing his big butt. Regrettable. We want to work with America. And he's signing the minerals agreement that he was willing to sign the other day. But when Vance and Trump were berating him, and also, again, a minerals agreement where he's getting not a single guarantee, not anything saying if Russia violates an agreement, they'll have to do this. Because so far, we're not asking Russia to do anything. I want to know if the reporter asked Zelensky, why doesn't wear a suit at the White House? We'll ask Elon the same question. First off, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend, and no. Tariffs are a part of the deal process, some short-term pain for some long-term gain. Who decides how long the pain's going to be, Dave? And by the way, for a lot of people in our country right now, they can't afford short-term pain. And Donald Trump, over and over and over again, told us prices were going to drop when? 6 months? A year? 18 months? No. Day one. Said over and over again that we, the American consumers, would not pay anything more due to tariffs that the other countries were. You're a dope if you believe that. I'm not saying he has to roll over in the fetal position. But we're going after Mexico and Canada. And yes, China. Okay, got it, China. And then we're asking for strong concessions with Ukraine, but nothing with Russia. Nothing. Are you ready, Dave, to go to various stores when Brian Cornell is telling people that Target prices are going to go up? They're going up everywhere. They're going up at all our grocery stores. Again, do I blame him for egg prices? I don't, because it's the avian flu. But can we admit this? Let's just be honest. If Harris would have won, Trump wouldn't have accepted it, by the way. He would have protested. God knows, we might have had January 6th, part two. But, Dave, he'd be blaming Harris today, not acknowledging the avian flu.
It's hypothetical, Chad. Right? I don't know how you can say that. It's
yes.
Disgusting. Of course he would. It's the playbook. And, you know, it's like you said, if you believed in the rhetoric that he brought to the campaign of, I'm going to fix inflation on day one. Yep. You'll see the prices of eggs drop to pre-pandemic levels. They'll be giving all eggs away. We'll have so many eggs. I mean, there's no help for you then. Sorry. There's just no help, because it was completely based in zero fact. Zero
fantasy.
Zero reality. Fantasy, yes.
Just to appease you and for you to believe it. And people were naive and believed it. Hey, Chad, I thought it was normal negotiating to do the security guarantee after the peace treaty is done. There's no peace treaty. What peace treaty? Hey, Russia hasn't signed a single thing. Nothing. They're unwilling to even ask or say anything outside of Zelensky dictator, Putin has elections. And not a single peace deal has been signed. No, it's just we're getting billions from Ukraine, and Ukraine has absolutely benefited from billions negotiated by Joe Biden and Congress. Let's also not forget the first impeachment was Donald Trump shaking down Zelensky to try to get dirt on Hunter and Joe Biden. More text. I don't want to hear anything from Trump. Can't stand the man. I still think if you pay attention to the country and you pay attention to politics, when the president of the United States is addressing Congress and when it is a national story, I think you should pay attention. People get to obviously differ. I would like to hear the truth without any exaggeration. I know this is naive. That's what I just would like to hear, Dave. I'd like to hear him say, instead of $350 billion, that Congress appropriated $174 billion, because that's the actual number, and that $40 billion has not been delivered yet. On the minerals agreement, is he also going to announce, Dave, if the minerals agreement is back, is he also going to announce that the military aid is going back? I think that's a fair question.
It would be nice to hear, and I'm completely with you. As you were asking the question, what I want to hear, I just don't want to hear bluster. I just want to hear reality, and I have zero hope that that will happen.
None. Zero. Zilch. Chad, what's the over on how many times Trump used the word disaster and tremendous? Vegas actually has a line on this. Can you bet somewhere on the Trump speech tonight?
Oh, I bet you can. How many times does he call Biden a stupid person?
Yeah. There isn't a price you could pay me to listen. Another one. I'd love to hear Trump say that Musk is fired and everyone gets their jobs back. and all contracts will be pulled from Musk. No chance. What's the likelihood Elon speaks tonight?
It's not a zero chance, but I think it's very slim. I think it's very slim. I'm more curious about what the phrase is on the T-shirt he's probably going to wear underneath the jacket.
Where's his suit, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. Where's your suit? By the way, 8 o'clock tonight right here on WCCO.
WCCO. Yeah, and we'll talk about it right away. He's the president of the United States. Chad, you need eggs? I can run down a dozen large eggs to the office downtown now. Absolutely. Try to get eggs yesterday. Unavailable. All right, let's do this. Let's pause. What does our guy, Matt Collar, think about Sam Darnold and the fact that, in my opinion, the Vikings are blowing it because they're not going to franchise him? Or maybe are they actually going to sign him to a contract and he's coming back? What does Mr. Purple Insider, Matthew Collar, think about the Vikings and Sam Darnold? We'll discuss in moments on CCO.